Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap, bad vibes out of Heat Camp. Jimmy Butler, MCL sprain. He will be out. This is what Anthony Chang and Barry Jackson have posted on the Miami Herald. The Heat not only lost its most important game of the season on Wednesday, but it also lost its best player for what could be the duration of its postseason run. Butler was diagnosed with a sprained MCL in his right knee and will miss several weeks. Not only does the Heat find itself in the play-in tournament for the second straight season, but it also finds itself facing an elimination game in the play-in tournament for the second straight year. We know what Spo said last night. We do this stuff the hard way, so on and so forth. But they write, the Heat will need to survive without Butler. He was ruled out for Friday's winner-go-home play-in matchup against the Bulls at the Kaseya Center after hurting his right knee late in the first quarter of Wednesday's loss to the Sixers. Really remarkable that he was able to finish the game. We kind of talked about it earlier. I mean, yeah. Second quarter is adrenaline. Halftime is probably reality setting in.
Mm-hmm.
Third quarter is just a gutty,
grown
man. I am not coming out of this game. And then fourth quarter is kind of reality setting in where, hey, I'm out here, but try not to throw me the ball.
No, I don't want that. You good. You got it. He was standing in the corner. We talked about it earlier. Game on the line, Jimmy standing in the corner. That is not the structure of how the Heat are made. Yeah.
Certainly not in a play-in game where, you know, you want to do that in the middle of the season, whatever. But after the game, it says here in the – I didn't hear any Jimmy Butler after the game. It says, after the game, Butler second-guessed his decision to stay on the court and play on the injured knee for the final three quarters. Honestly, I thought the adrenaline would kick back in and I'd be able to move, but that just wasn't the case. I wasn't able to do anything on either side of the ball, and I think I hurt us more than I helped us actually. If you saw him walk out of that arena after the game, I mean, he was hobbling.
I thought about it. I've told the story before. George Edwards, who still coaches in the NFL, he came up to me on a Saturday morning and he said, Crowder, are you good? And I was like, no, my whatever still hurts. I was like, my ankle still, whatever was hurt. I was like, I'm about 75%. And he said, you at 75% is better than your backup at 100%. Is Jimmy at 50% better than whoever else is going to be at that game, in that game at 100%? And I don't know the answer, Hawk. I don't know.
The problem is in the fourth quarter, he wasn't at 50%. He was just out there. I mean, he was really taking up space. But listen, he's Jimmy Butler. This is his team. and he wasn't coming out last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the, we love that in athletes, whether it's smart or not. We love that in athletes. I loved it from him last night. You know, you can do the postmortem afterwards and say, well, if you have X out there, aren't you better off? And maybe you are, maybe you aren't. But I love that from my leader athlete. And Jimmy Butler is that guy. He was not coming out of that game last night. You knew when he went down, he was injured. He wasn't. Sometimes somebody goes down, there's the shock, and you think you might be injured, but then you realize pretty quickly that you're not injured and you're fine.
Yeah.
You knew he was injured. He was grimacing. And he stayed in the game. Why we love him.
You lost by one, though.
No, I get it. I get it.
Could you have put two on the board if you had five healthy players in the game?
But tell me in that situation in the first quarter, at the end of the first quarter, Jimmy Butler says he can tough it out for the rest of the game, or we can be conservative and go with Haywood Highsmith and Caleb Martin. And I'll go with Jimmy 1,000% of the time.
I'm with you 100%. Yeah. I'm not even going to lie. I'm with you.
Yeah. All right, let's do headlines. Solana's got a little bit of lift taken out of his sails, although I don't think there was a single Heat fan who expected Jimmy to play tomorrow. But I think maybe people had thoughts that, hey, you rest him tomorrow, you get past the Bulls, and then he's good to go for the Celtics series. That ain't going to happen. I mean, he's not, like, even the notion of, well, maybe he'll miss the first couple games, and he's done.
Tyler's team now.
It is Tyler's team now. And bam.
Drop 10.
Yeah, I mean, this seems like one of those things where unless the Heat made a deep run, conference finals, you will not be seeing Jimmy Butler.
Bam, drop 10.
Best case scenario. Yeah, we got you, Crowder.
Okay.
We got you. And you had
Bam's your most consistent superstar. So I'm not taking that. I'm not sitting here and taking that.
10?
Well, see how you do against Joel Embiid.
10. 10.
And you had one career interception. I mean, you know, what are we doing?
You've lost as many teeth on today's show as you had career interceptions.
Hey, man, the tooth is loose.
No, don't pull it out. Don't pull it out. Don't do that. Didn't you do that once? Didn't you do that once, like, before you got your new teeth, before you became Influencer Crowder? Didn't you lose a tooth or you had, like, a molar replaced or something, and you filled it up with gum or with glue?
Yeah, with Gorilla Glue. I had a big hole in my tooth and filled it with Gorilla Glue. When I was a kid.
Oh, you packed it with like paper, though.
I shoved paper in there and then covered it with Gorilla Glue. And it lasted for like 3-4 years. But when I was a kid, my two front teeth, there were baby teeth. And I had extra pair. And I had my grown-up teeth over top of them. So my baby teeth never pushed out. So then they had to pull my baby teeth and then pull out the extra teeth. But to give time for my grown-up teeth to grow in, I had to have a retainer to keep the spacing of my mouth. So when I was like, what was I, like 11, 12? I had a retainer with two teeth on it. And when people came to my house, I would grab the teeth and flip it, like flick it on their lap. Flick my teeth on their lap and my older sister, my middle sister, her husband to this day, Lewis, when they were dating way back in high school, I would flip my teeth out on his lap when he was at our house. And I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And he was totally disgusted.
You're really a gross human.
I think, like, funny's funny. Hawk, you say it. That's why I love that saying. I got it from you. Funny's funny. You walk up to somebody.
Is that funny, though?
And they flip a retainer with two teeth on it into your lap when you walk in the house. That's funny.
No.
I have different ideas of what funny is.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
I don't think gross can ever be funny.
I'm not a big gross guy. I'm kind of with you. Like, I'm not a big gross guy.
But that's not gross. It's a retainer with teeth on it, but it's surprising. Surprising can be funny.
Surprising can be funny, but that's more gross than surprising.
To flip a retainer on you, that's not gross.
Yeah, it is. It's in your mouth.
Of course it's gross.
Like, is it funny to flip your gum, your chewed gum at somebody?
Do you tongue kiss your wife?
But it's this. Yeah, but this is your sister's boyfriend.
Do you tongue kiss your sister's boyfriend? A mouth isn't that nasty. Mouth isn't that nasty. A mouth isn't that nasty.
Somebody texts in, throwing a retainer at your friend, that is white people bleep. I am super surprised.
I would throw a retainer at people.
It was pretty white. That's very white. That's your white side.
It was surprising. and I am mixed. I know y'all don't see me as a big white man, but you can look either way.
Yeah.
All right. These headlines were driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. I buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. You guys see, just kind of moving away from the sad Heat news. You guys see that Tyreek Hill has become a collaborator with Logan Paul's beverage brand, Prime.
I did not.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill released a press release. Prime aligns perfectly with my commitment to excellence and relentless drive. It's the ultimate fuel to power through any challenge and reach new heights, and I'm honored to be the newest Prime athlete.
Well, it also aligns directly with a very nice deposit into his account. I mean, okay.
You think Tyree wrote that? The cheetah did not write that one.
Also, tomorrow, Tyreek Hill, he did a sit-down interview with Antonio Brown. That will be released tomorrow. I'm sure the Miami Dolphins PR staff is absolutely thrilled about the endless possibilities.
I don't know if you saw what Antonio Brown was tweeting at Caitlin Clark, but I don't like talking about that guy. He's vile. She blocked him. It became a story. Like, he's just, I'm not down with him.
I didn't see the Caitlin Clark stuff, but I'll go look
bad.
At it. But there's something wrong with him. And I don't know if it's CTE, and he even joked about it, CTE, ESPN, and all that stuff. But I feel a certain way when people joke about the concussion ramifications because of Junior Seau and all that situation. Like, I hate, and we had Antonio Brown on the pivot. Like, we sat down with him, but once he started, like, joking about the CTE stuff, that turned me the hell off because I lost a friend of mine with the head injury, and he even said that he wants his brain examined and all that
I
stuff.
I don't like giving him airtime. He's one of those guys I kind of wish. I just don't like giving him airtime.
That's when it got to me.
Jimmy Butler has commented on the Miami Heat's Instagram post. They posted about his injury. He has commented, at Kelly Oubre Jr., we throwing hands.
He didn't do that on purpose.
Nah.
Some people thought so, man. Some people thought it was
Spo was initially very angry.
They replayed it too many times. I don't like, he didn't, I don't think he fell on purpose.
Oh, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
What about when they panned to Zoe and Riley? I mean, they were very like, concerned too.
This isn't good.
Zoe was concerned.
Zoe was ready to get out there.
Yeah.
No, no, no. My Zoe voice is Randy's voice.
I was just about to say, is that Zoe or your dad?
This is not good for the team, Pat. We need Jimmy.
All right, so the Florida Panthers, game one of their Stanley Cup playoffs will begin Sunday, 12:30 p.m., Amerant Bank Arena, they host Andre Vasilevsky and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
I think the Panthers were minus 165 favorites. Look at this, the early line. Yeah, minus 165, Tampa plus 135. Let me see if they have any series lines. Panthers are minus 180 for the series. Tampa plus 145.
Hmm. Sweep.
That would be sweet.
Again, tomorrow, Heat, Bulls, 7 p.m. You win, you're the 8 seed. You play against the Boston Celtics. That'll be Sunday at 1 p.m. You lose, your season is officially over. The Sixers advance as a 7 seed yesterday after Nicholas Batum won them a game. And they'll play the New York Knicks in the first round. NBA playoffs begin Saturday at noon at 12:30 with the Cleveland Cavaliers hosting the Orlando Magic.
Right. Batum ain't dropped 20 in 6 years.
He dropped 20. Wild. That was crazy.
Dude thought about retiring earlier this season when he was traded. He got traded from the Clippers, and he talked about it. Like, he genuinely contemplated retiring because he just wasn't
sure.
He's
got to be in the league for what, 15 years?
Yeah, 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
He's 35 years old. Los Modelins. They're at Wrigley Field tonight. They'll play the Cubbies in Chicago. 7:40 p.m. first pitch out here on the East Coast. A.J. Puck gets the nod for the Fish.
All right. I don't know what the line is for the Marlins.
Sure.
Plus 145. Plus 145 dogs. Cubs are minus 175.
And just something we discussed earlier in the show. Yesterday, Hannah Cavender, one of the Cavender twins, we talked about it. She announced she'd be returning to the University of Miami to play for the women's basketball team. Today, her twin sister, Haley Cavender, also announced that she will not be playing for TCU this season after reportedly transferring there. She'll be coming back to the U to team up with her twin sister. So the Cavender twins are officially back.
Crowder was so emotional about it. In the 2 o'clock hour, he lost a tooth. By the way, that's not a joke. If you're just joining us,
it's not a joke. Left.
Will we have that on the YouTube channel, Solana? Will you be able to isolate Crowder's
Let's not look into all that.
Can we isolate Crowder's tooth? Solana noticed it in the 2 o'clock hour. I wasn't watching the video, and Solana stopped in his tracks, and he was like, "Did you just blow out a tooth?" And he did. Will we be able to isolate that and maybe make that in slow motion?
Absolutely. I'm going to turn into Steven Mother Bleepin' Spielberg tonight on my laptop to get footage of Crowder literally spitting out a tooth mid-sentence.
And I found it on the ground. And I dumped Listerine on it and popped it back in.
Good move.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do, right? Like, wash it? I mean, a little Listerine will take care of it.
Put it in the washing machine, the dishwasher? I don't know. Throw some Listerine on it. Throw it back in.
All right, guys. The only other thing I wanted to mention today, Hawk DM'd me something that I found fascinating. So, remember those those Coca-Cola machines that you can kind of punch
freestyle.
In? The freestyle Coca-Cola machines. Heinz.
Oh, with the flavors?
Yeah. Like every different flavor of Coca-Cola. You could mix and match whatever you wanted. Heinz has apparently released something similar for condiments. And the first one available in the world, I believe, right, Hawk?
Yep.
Here in South Florida. It's in Fort Lauderdale. A Heinz remix machine where you can mix and match pretty much any condiment you want that they make, and it'll come out all in the same machine.
Well, it's not just it's flavoring as well. So, like, you can pick ketchup and then put in two dashes of jalapeno, and like, so it's got the, it's the same thing as like the Coca-Cola remix, and then it the little cup, you put it in and it's in like a little shaker and it goes in the bottom and stuff, but it's at a BurgerFi in Fort Lauderdale.
That's pretty cool.
It does like seem that. Pretty cool, because I think the two bases are ketchup or mayo.
Mayo chup.
Mayo chup.
You can, I have some of
two, yeah.
No, I have, they sell it. They sell mayo chup. I have some in my refrigerator right now.
Yeah, the base is ketchup, ranch, barbecue, and mayo. And then you can add like jalapeno, buffalo sauce, chipotle, I think mango sauce as well.
It's on Burger Beast's Instagram, by the way. He's got a good following, Burger Beast.
I'm going to check it out.
All right, gentlemen, your weather from the DeBesmond and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Oh, Jimmy, I just got a notification from the NHL. NHL coming to Utah. I mean, you must be crushed still. Sorry about that.
It's killing me on the inside.
Jimmy hasn't recovered all show long, and they made that official. When the Coyotes moved to Utah, they made it official this afternoon. Jimmy just kind of he lost all his will to do the rest of the show.
Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Absolutely gorgeous afternoon. Not a cloud in sight. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You look slightly zooted.
You know, I might have tailgated a little bit.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And we will say farewell for a show. We got through it, and we found out officially Jimmy will be out for a few weeks, and it was what it was. And to top it off, the Marlins game is postponed tonight because of rain. So if you were going to watch the Marlins and the Cubbies, that seems to be postponed. Looks like it's going to be a split doubleheader on Saturday. A little Triscuit stuck in my throat there. All right, so I guess that's it. I don't know what else to tell everybody. That's it. We'll talk about tomorrow's game tomorrow. We'll reconvene. You got Panthers preview is coming up next. Get you ready for the Panthers Lightning series. That'll be next. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. Since the Cubs game, Marlins game is postponed, I'm going to watch the series finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and that'll be my plans. So everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. I can't say go fish, so is anybody playing tonight? I don't think anybody's playing tonight. Go Tooth. How about that? Go Tooth for your Tooth.
The Brundlefly.
Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Can we beat them with our whites?
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.